unfortunately, the two aeroplanes are extremely similar, and even up until nowadays, they're still flying these aeroplanes, and there were literally thousands of these aeroplanes made.
Greg Little's hunch that this could be the ill-fated 1948 airliner might still be correct. But he can't be certain. Gian Quasar knows that a final identification of the plane might prove impossible.
We need an identifying feature on it to that actual aircraft, not just in a model or make type. We'd have to have the registration number found on something, even a personal effect found after all this time, a watch, cigarette case, or a passenger on there.
A month-long journey that began in the depths of the Bermuda Triangle and ends in the heart of England has confirmed one thing for Greg.
In the investigation of mysteries, what typically happens is all you do is uncover more mystery. Sooner or later, that plane will be identified, but there's lots of others, and the search is going to continue no matter what.
Our investigations reveal nothing unusual about the seas and skies of the Bermuda Triangle. But despite these findings, there will always be believers in the myth.
The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it's stranger than we can imagine. Most people, including scientists, can't really imagine this is happening.
This is going on and it's unexplained. And people do have to change their attitudes so they can probe more deeply into this and be receptive to the theories that perhaps right now seem impossible.
One truth remains. There's no concrete proof of any supernatural occurrences in the region. And even if science has the final say, this busted myth may prove too alluring to be given up.
You can argue and scream and so forth and point to statistics and say, here's a rational explanation for this, that, and the other. But on the other hand, if people are still buying books or watching television shows about the Bermuda Triangle, then for all intents and purposes, the idea that the Bermuda Triangle is particularly dangerous still exists. And I suspect it probably will for a long time because it's just so gosh darn interesting.
Fact or fiction? Its mysteries will continue to drive our imaginations as we long to find the truth behind the Bermuda Triangle.